Marvin Gaye from the soundtrack. The soundtrack, rather, of the film Save the Children. He says, what's going on? Oh, no. Dear me, here we... She's in a temper, Tina. No, no. Ow! Now, look, I didn't mean... Ah, for... Look, Tina! Ah!
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Tina's in a foul mood again. Hello, have we got somebody on the telephone? Have we?
Hello?
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 How are you feeling? Hello?
Hello?
Do you speak any other language than hello?
Sí, hablas español.
Ah, do you? Well, none of your Greek ear, mate.
Sorry about that. I thought it was my wife throwing cups at me then.
What was it? No, it's just Tina, because I said she was putting on weight earlier on. She suddenly burst in here in a storm and started throwing cups and things at me.
Yeah,
it's painful, you know.
Yeah, it's painful when the milk bottle comes past.
Oh, you're all right, mate, if it goes past. It's when it stops and connects you're in trouble. Hey, listen, who are you?
Peter Blake.
Hello, Peter Blake. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a mother's home in Jervis Road in Stampshire.
Jervis Road and Stampshire?
Yes.
And do you go bowling?
Occasionally.
Right, here we go. What's your favourite subject?
Well, if I told you on the air now, I'd be censored.
Well, apart from that one?
The Bible.
The Bible?
Yes.
Whizzed through my little duffer there. Are you in a call box?
No.
Ah, it's just the line seemed a little bit duffery there, you know. Blimey, I can't even say this. All right, let me try this one. The four beasts that appeared in Daniel's dream resembled what, respectively? The four beasts that appeared in Daniel's dream resembled what, respectively?
Wasn't it birds?
Nope.
Oh, a phoenix or something with a head of fire and... had four heads, didn't it, or something?
Well, it was four different animals, right? You know, four beasts. Now, think of the word beasts. A beastie, a little beastie. Four beasts that appeared in Daniel's dream resembled what? I'll give you a clue. A lion.
A lion?
Is one of them.
Yeah.
And there's another L.
A leopard?
A leopard, yes. Boy, Tina's left me with a head. I'll be going around like a bear tomorrow morning.
A bear?
Yes, a bear.
Yeah, uh-huh. My wife was shouting from the other room.
Ah, that's old Nick.
Pardon?
Old Nick.
Oh, what, the devil?
They're beasties we're talking about. Animals.
Oh, dear. It's there.
What is so peculiar about a bull compared to a cow?
Well, apart... horns.
Yes, now then, what is the other animal? An animal with horns, there you go. Hey, Peter Blake, there's no messing around. There you go, you've got 3 out of 4, so I think you've done well enough there. Mosey down to the reception desk in Fratton Road of Radio Victory, and you've got yourself a 4-week course in bowling, okay?
Lovely, thank you very much.
Quick hello to someone, Pete.
Yes, my wife and my mother, Mrs. Blake, and my daughter, Andrea. If I can show Andrea to her.
Yes.
Hello, Andrea.
Well, hello.
She
okay,
heard you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thank you.
Bye. Right, let's have one more caller in actual fact, then we'll get back to the fusing. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, who dat called Glenn Richards?
Roger Carter.
Roger?
Carter.
Carter. Roger Carter.
That's me.
It's K-A-R-T-U-R, is it?
No, it's C-A-R-T-E-R.
Ah, that's all right. If you had been Roger Carter, I was going to give you a cigarette company a free plug, but I'm not allowed to do that, so I won't. Anyway, Roger, where are you calling from?
Penkridge, Bedhampton.
Bedhampton?
Yeah.
Would you be able to get down here to pick up tickets if you want, all right?